Eons before Ever After, six like-minded individuals came together with a shared purpose, one of insertion, integration, inclusion. We aim to show our people a different kind of dice game, one based not on competition, but creation, imagination, and fruition. With these conditions, no futurism without the Afro, and always put the culture before the cash flow. We are the Dungeon Family. After feeling very, very excited, having vanquished the local bullies who also go to the local high school and getting a lot of local applause from the local residents because we're good local kid tackling the local ne'er-do-wells, we decided to continue trick-or-treating. AJ led us to the next house, which was actually decorated not with Halloween things, but Christmas things. We all found that shit extremely fucking sus. Seabass and Abandoned underscore Angel XX wanted to leave a fiery bag of shit on the doorstep, which they did. My character, Smack, stood just to the side of that door, ready to attack whoever came out. A Santa came out, but he handed me a candy cane before I could hit him with my fucking Warhammer. I gave the candy cane to Audrey, who took it and got another battle candy cane shank, hell yeah. We hit the next house, which only had a jack-o'-lantern on the doorstep and a 73 pink Jaguar in the driveway. Cool. A Grim Reaper comes out, who certainly was not in any way voiced or modeled after Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And there was also a dog who definitely also was not Scooby-Doo. We got chocolate-covered orange peels, which is a terrible idea for a fucking candy. Apparently it makes people unattractive for 1 hour. AJ took one. We didn't like that. She didn't look much like herself for a while. The next house, we didn't actually visit anybody. There was just candy outside, a bowl, and we were trusted to take one. Smack took one. Some other people took one. Morty took one. Abandoned underscore Angel XX took one. Seabass took three. Audrey took two. They were able to get away from whatever traps that were involved therein, and everybody got battle candies. After that, it got a little late, and there were less people outside, which made AJ nervous and then made Smag nervous. Seabass didn't find anything wrong with that until AJ grabbed a person and we realized everyone's eyes were snow white, who wasn't in our direct party. Then we got some four pillars of light just like shining in the fucking city in random places. A message, all four pillars they must meet for his form to become complete. Once they are one and the deed is done, on the world he will feast. These pillars were on different corners of the town. One was actually near our homes over at Lakeside. One was near the old corn maze. There was another near the graveyard and one by the lake. And all these pillars met in the sky above Elmwood Manor. There was the idea to hit the pillar that was closest to us, which we were on our way to see about until we realized someone was following us. Upon turning around, we encountered one, Mikkel Myers, who was accompanied by three two-headed dogs, so six heads altogether, three bodies, not including Mikkel, of course. Some fighting ensued. Poor Seabass was fucking grabbed by the throat, and that was not cool. He went down for a little minute. Abandoned underscore Angel XX got a dog in the process. Audrey tried to charm Mikkel Myers. Mikkel Myers decided he didn't feel like being charmed. And that was surprising for everybody. And that's where we left off.
So the next one's going to be back to Mikael. He is really eye to eye with Seabass right now. And he wants to keep going. And they are going to... Can the whole group please give me a constitution saving throw, please?
Yeah, good rolls.
That's you, that means you too, Seabass.
I got a five.
Yes, I like this. Yes.
18.
I got a six. I said con.
I got a nine.
Yes, Mac. Team failure.
Hell yeah. We love to see it.
Don't we?
All right, perfect. Everyone who failed, you are now frightened. And while Michael is at least within the range of 100 feet of you, you must repeat the same saving throw. Everyone's going to be repeating the same saving throw to prevent from being frightened. So currently, you have to be out of the sight of Michael to become unfrightened.
Is my immunity still activated?
Sure.
Wait, did we have advantage on that con save?
Yes, you did. So if you didn't take your advantage roll, I'll let you roll it.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, hell yeah. It's a 22 in this bitch.
I still have a 5.
Okay, all right, well, you're still fighting. And you'll be taking disadvantage on... Yeah, so it'll be ability checks and attack rolls for Audrey.
Fuck that. Okay.
Let's see. Alrighty. I guess we're gonna go with a regular... Damn, man. You ruined everything. You ruined it. You ruined it. You're ruining it. So I'm gonna go for a normal. Oh wait, I missed! What the hell is happening?
That's crazy.
I'm so slippery. I get.
Hey, yo. That's definitely a.
Yeah. So that's currently. Oh, yeah, that's it. I can't really do anything else. He's immune to his eyes, so pretty much he tried to stab you. And he missed. I can't believe that. What the fuck?
I really appreciate the concentrated effort to get Jamar. I too am frustrated for you, Mercy. I gotta say.
Do you know how excited I was? Like, he was just like, you know what? I'm like, yes, I'm
over here like, hell yeah.
I was like, yes.
Oh, he dead? Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, yes. This is what I wanted. I'm kidding. Oh, he left out of anger.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry, y'all. I'll try to keep him alive. Since Michael ate shit, it's abandoned _ angel XX. That's all you.
Okay. So I got a dog. I got a hellhound. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna name Hellfire.
Okay, Hellfire. Oh yeah, Hellfire is dog 3, so they're right after you.
Oh, wonderful. So can I interchange my turn with it?
Sure. So I'll let the dog go before you.
Okay. No, just I kind of assumed it was a hellhound and I found it under familiars.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's a death dog.
Death dog, okay. Oh, absolutely wonderful. Okay. I would like for Hellfire to run up to where Megan is, and I would like it to try to claw his eyes out.
Okay.
With a sword, I would like it to try to bite, like, into his mask.
Ooh, very nice, yes. Okay, you can roll for it.
First attack is a 14.
That hits.
Okay, and I'll just roll the second.
Sure,
two.
Great.
Okay, 17 plus 4 to hit, so 21.
Yep, that hits as well.
All right, so that's going to be 2d6 plus 2 damage. And also, wait, is Michael's not just like a creature, is he? Is he?
No, he's a human. Yeah, he's humanoid.
Never mind. So that's going to be 9 points of piercing damage.
9 points? Okay. Okay, perfect. And you can follow up.
All right, and then I am going to take that chance to hit Michael with a good old Eldritch Blast. I will cast Witch Bolt. And I am a warlock, so currently I can only cast it at the second level. So make a small range attack.
I'm going to use a reaction, and I'm going to already say that that fails.
Oh no! Okay. And I also rolled a 20.
Sensational! Sensational. Please, roll your damage.
So that's going to be 4d12 of damage to my skin.
Right? Oh, and you said you were going for the mask, right? So the mask was damaged.
Yeah. Okay. Let's crack in your face. Let's see what it's about. Okay, 12 to 14. That's the first two. And then 6, 20 plus 4. That's going to be 24 points of lightning damage.
Mm-hmm.
And because I hit, I can use my action each turn for up to a minute to deal another 1d12 lightning damage automatically. Nice. So I know that I have to roll first.
Alrighty. Nice. Good. All good things all together. As you see, like, a piece of the mask fall off and smoke and steam raises from him from being electrocuted. He grabs the chunk that fell off frantically and slaps it back on as he holds it as it begins to melt back into one on his face. So he currently has like a distorted piece of the mask like still on as it looks like it's trying to melt back into place. Alrighty, wonderful turn, sensational. Anything else?
I know that's it.
Beautiful round, thank you. And Smack, that will be you.
All right, motherfucker dog in front of me?
Yes.
Okay, so if I try to get around this dog, I'd probably have to deal with opportunity attack, right?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna try to get this motherfucking dog with this goddamn Warhammer. Wait, actually, before I get into all that, if I wanted to consume some of these Halloween treats, would that be a bonus action or just a straight action to consume them?
It would, unless it says it's a bonus action, it would be used as a bonus action. If it does not have bonus action in its description, it is considered an action.
So would it be an action to consume it and then another action later to use it?
Or? Oh, no, you could consume it and use it in one go.
Okay, good to know. I will keep that in mind. All right, for now, I'm gonna just try to hit this motherfucker with this goddamn Warhammer. This fucking dog in front of me causing all these goddamn problems. Motherfuckers terrorizing my goddamn suburban neighborhood. I ain't dealing with that shit. All right, that is a 23 to hit.
That hits.
Excellent, beautiful. That'll be 13 bludgeoning damage. I'm gonna hit it right in the ribs again, same spot.
Oof. Alrighty, this dog is feeling it. This dog is definitely feeling it. Alrighty.
And I'm just gonna say, aha! Every dog has his day. Give him a fucking finger.
The dog snaps as it tries to bite your finger off. And are you... Let's see here. Let me check. And... Can you please smack, can you please roll me a constitution saving throw, please?
I can. Do I need to?
Yes.
Gross. 12.
You are frightened, for you have now seen the monster's eyes, and currently will be frightened for the next minute.
Fan-fucking-tastic. All right, let's do it.
And that will be dog two. That's the, oh, yep, yeah, that, oh, perfect. That's the dog right in front of you.
Oh. Oh.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. How perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're not rolling like shit. That's a natural one. That dog bites its own damn self, dealing.
I'm scared, but I chuckle a little bit.
7 points of damage to itself. What an idiot. Perfect. Sounds sensational. And should be Seabass.
I think I'm gonna take one of the red jelly beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna give me fire breath.
Yes, I think it's a call.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna shoot a fire breath at Mikael.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for that. I think it's a constu. He is going to automatically succeed on that.
But he still takes half damage, right? Because it's a cow.
If it succeeds, yes, he takes half damage. So how much damage is that?
He takes half damage. Let's see.
So 2d8s.
Are there any other things around him? Isn't there a dog by him as well?
Other than the dog, so I'll say the dog, I'll roll for the dog too. Dog rolled a 21.
Okay.
So they also take half damage.
So they're going to take points of fire damage.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and do... Is there anything else you'd like to do?
As a bonus action, I'm going to use Expeditious Retreat.
Okay, so you're trying to get away?
Yeah.
Please roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Perfect, yeah. I'm kind of dex. So that's gonna be a 15.
That fails. So currently you trip and fall and you go prone. Oh, you get, and you're not frightened,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not. I mean,
oh. Okay, so you tripped, and you are prone for just one round.
Okay,
and you also have disadvantage on attack rolls.
Perfect.
Alrighty, and... Okay, and I think the last one is Morty.
Humanoid, I see within range, and then you have to try and do a wisdom saving throw, or you'll be paralyzed for duration. So you have to beat 11. Mikael.
That's a 21.
Oh, you dirty bastard. Okay, do I do anything else? Well, in my turn. I didn't realize you're so wise.
Honestly, I wasn't either. as currently we see in the background of our hero, we see AJ has been holding some her actions this whole time. So what she wants to go ahead and use, let's see. 10-foot area. Oh, please let this be long enough. Yes. So she's gonna try to roll to hit. Yes, and that hits. It's a 19, and she's gonna try to do Oh, sweet AJ. She goes ahead and tries to do a flame trick out of her hands and throws it at Mikael's face, burning and singeing the mask for 3 points of damage. She's very proud of that. Her baguette, she like holds her baguette like a victory, thinking that she did a lot. And let's see.
I look and I give her a very approving nod.
Her makeup is all types of shit now. Like, she's been sweating, crying. She looks more like her makeup's been ruined, and it's not really looks like Kiss anymore. It looks like a clown. And we're back at the top of the order, and Audrey, it starts with you.
The hound that's in front of Morty is still angry.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Be less angry.
So, I am going to go up to it and just be like, hey, pup. Hey there, dog. How you doing? And I'm going to cast Beast Bond. The spell fails if the beast's intelligence is a 4 or higher, and until the spell ends, we have a telepathic link. And it is quite friendly to me, and it is charmed by me.
Are you serious? You said it's a 4. It has to be higher than a 4?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Holy shit. Well, I guess you have 2 devil dogs now. Like,
woo!
How the hell is this happening? I can't believe this.
I get on its back.
Is this how we win the encounter? We just make
on its back.
It's just making dog friends. Your dog has a 39 hit points.
Nice.
Oh, what the? And I guess I'm gonna put the link for the monster in the chat so you can do damage. I can't believe this. Hey, I didn't even expect that you guys would talk to damn animals and start making friends and shit.
Are you?
I can't believe this.
That's a druid class.
So that's the dog 3, and that's the 1B.
And look at Audrey, and just like.
So you have dog 3. They're before. Yeah, they're gonna be before abandon _ angel XX in the initiative. So we'll tell you when we're there.
Cool.
Yeah, so this dog is super happy, like becomes like the cutest little thing you ever noticed. It wagging its tail, both heads are like playing with each other. Like I guess just fuck me, I guess.
Ayo!
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 I can't believe you guys have 2 dogs. I guess it's Mikael's turn. Finally. Everybody, please roll me a. What was it again? A constitution show for constitution saving roll, please.
That's even funny, because I have a -4 to my con.
nice.
And I just rolled a 5.
Hell yeah.
But I have a dirty 1.
Hell yeah. This ain't looking good for Audrey. Anybody else fail?
I really gotta appreciate your commitment to the character bit. That's fire. I also rolled a 5, but my con is +4.
Lucky bastard.
Not really. I don't think a 9 is gonna do it.
Better than me.
Morty rolls 13.
Oof. Morty is now frightened.
Oh wait, I get advantage on training.
Oh, okay, alright. Hold on now.
Fuck, I'm frightened.
Yep, frightened as hell. How about Seabass and Abandoned Angel _XX? One of them is gone, and the other one is.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, I don't see you on the Twitch stream. That's why I was like, where'd you go?
Oh, yeah, pop up first.
Oh, no.
Shout out to Snacks. Everybody put your favorite snack emoji in the chat. Snacks in the chat.
Snack emoji, your favorite snack. You know, if it's
your personal favorite snack emoji in the chat.
You're fucking up some sesame seed. Abandoned_HYSX. You got a
21. Alrighty. Not frightened as well.
Beer is a great snack, Doc. That's.
What is beer? Some, Dr. Octopus, I'm assuming that is, just put what it looks like a beer stein as a snack. That's how I see it. It's a good snack.
Is that a meatball?
What is that? I'm looking too.
I thought it was an onion.
That could be an onion.
It could be.
Let me see, hold on.
I hear like there's like onions that are like sweet that you can bite that taste like an apple or like cotton candy. That's what Holes told me.
No, I'm good. No, thank you.
That sounds like a lie.
Mm-hmm. No, but Holes said if you eat the onion, it tastes like an ice cream sundae, so I believe them.
According to Siri, that's a chestnut.
Oh.
I want you to go ahead.
That's good. Nuts are good.
I don't know.
I like a good nut.
Hey,
I'll just go ahead and just put a blanket AO.
No, what?
For you, no.
No, like a good, like
for you and somebody's GF Chan. I don't know.
No, like a good, like a chestnut, like a good roasted nut. Like, oh, whatever.
Stop! Stop! Everybody stop!
Did Seabass, you back? There we go, Seabass.
Seabass, please roll a con save.
Yes.
That is 13.
You are frightened as well.
Yeah, frightened gang.
No, oh, I'm immune. I'm immune to being frightened.
Frightened gang in this motherfucker party of four.
He's immune to being frightened. So okay.
Mm, so nice.
That's good. That's cool. Alright, and Michael's going to make an attack. Seabass, you're still in front of them, right?
Unfortunately.
Okay, great. They're going to grapple you again?
Of course they will.
Okay, this time they're going to just grab your leg to and drag you back to them to make you a little closer again. And... Damn. So they're going to make you right between, like, they're going to take you and put you, like, right between the dog and him. And let's see. And this time he's going to pick you up from his leg and your arm, and he's going to throw you.
Sweet. Finally, some distance.
They're going to pick you up. Let's see. And this, let me see, let me go here. They're gonna pick you up and they're gonna just yeet you over here. Well, eat you right, like here. Towards, they're gonna throw you into a building where he gets double damage when he's damaging buildings and structures. So, since they're throwing you at the building, we're going to take a double attack. Gonna double that damage.
What the fuck, a construction worker? Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, dang it. That is a 19 damage.
Shadow freeze.
Did I lose you guys? No! I lost everyone! Oh no, what's happening? They can probably hear me, but I can't hear them. Or are they playing a prank on me? Hello? Is
this
Mark? Can you see me?
Marcy? No.
Still has a liquid throw on hella fucking
face. Like they're going crazy over here. Let me try to get that. Hold on, let me screenshot that.
Okay. Wow, so Mark definitely got Here's Wish. because I've literally done this with a guy. So, yes. You're welcome.
How's it going for you, Jamar, not being a DM? How's that experience working out for you?
I haven't rolled a single death saving throw yet, so that's good. Been choked to death and thrown into a building.
So you're having fun, it sounds like you're having fun,
Yeah,
it sounds like you're having
sure,
fun.
For sure.
Yeah, totally having fun.
Choked to death, you know.
Well, yeah.
I feel like I covered all the D&D basics.
Sure. I don't know if any of my characters have been choked to death yet, but they've definitely stole some shit.
Michael Myers is terrifying as fuck. Yo, he's like, what, 6 feet? I have to like take 10 steps back in order to see this man. All I see are kneecaps.
That's another tree. Shit, that's just another damn tree for you to deal with. At this point.
True, but that's one tree I won't be climbing.
True. Not a flower on top of that tree. It is an ugly visage.
Man, I'm just thinking this is just one of the four.
Yeah.
And, the most spell slots. Getting like they used to.
Let me tell you something. That sorcerer, on low levels, that should hurt.
Facts.
It hurts.
Facts.
So I still got some tricks if I'm still alive for the next one.
Like if everyone's not getting choked.
There you go. When are you snakes got some temporary hit points? Which one of these motherfuckers? Kit Kat's got some points.
Bub. But Ghirardelli's has some.
Ghirardelli's. Mm-hmm.
That all makes sense why she was just throwing out candy. Because she knew.
There's a lot of boosts to give us early on, but then it's like, all right, here are your first real threat. He just choked Jamar 8 times in a row. You know what I'm saying? Which
is Jamar Laurie Strode in this situation?
You Jamie Lee Curtis? You Jamar Lee Curtis over there?
I feel like it. I thought about using my disguised self to turn into his therapist.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Gonna help you. I'm so sorry.
Welcome back.
I'm back. Whose ass was I kicking? After somebody's ass. Nah, I know it was the only person. I know one person who had the first attack of this match, and I threw the ass into the wall.
It was one Jamar Lee Curtis.
Okay, cool. Yes, that was 19 points of damage.
Back down.
Are you, oh, you're back down? Oh, I was gonna ask him, are you conscious enough? He's like, I'll let you be conscious enough. I'll let you be at zero, but you're not unconscious. I'd like you to roll me another constitution saving throw, though. Well, I could let you be at zero, but I won't let you be down.
Jeez. That is a natural one.
Okay. So, you are prone, you are frightened, and you are at zero. But, hey, you're not dead.
I'm still immune to being frightened. So, just 2 out of those 3.
Hey, at least you're not dead.
Fight the good fight.
Yeah, you're dead. Like, that's real good. Like, dude, you're getting rolled around, dude. You're not dead. That's sick.
Fight the good
fight. That's good. I'm also going to take let's see.
That's 2 out of those 9 lives.
you know what? No, I'm out of those. I'm out of those. Yeah, you know what? Mikael's done.
Like, he leaving?
No. He's just getting started.
Like, he's sparing us? Like, you know, you gonna give us a pass?
Absolutely not.
Really embarrassed in the way things are behaving. Maybe you should just leave it. You know.
Would you like to roll an intimidation to see if he leaves? I'll let you roll for that.
Can I take my life as body roll?
That's how shame of me.
Can I provide a help?
Whatever, I got
this.
The second one is a 14
plus my intimidation. 18.
Okay.
Let's go.
It fails. Straight
up.
So you currently do not intimidate Michael Myers.
What about a 4?
Hold on, let me check. No, it does not.
Okay. You gotta try, you know.
He does, though he doesn't, like, physically appear amused, he's very amused that you tried.
Amused?
Now, were you staring at him when you did this?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm several feet back, but I would be looking in his general direction. Not general direction, yeah, I'd be looking at him.
Okay, cool. Can you roll me a constitution save as well?
Okay.
Thank you.
19 on the die, plus 2, 21. I stare at the ugly bastard.
Very nice. So, well, you are already pretty immune to his frightening gaze, but you are completely immune to his gaze now. Again, I think he likes you. I think Michael Myers likes you. Like, not like that, but I think he thinks you're pretty cool.
I think he's a fucking poser.
That's what I've noticed.
And then all issues, clearly.
Senpai totally noticed. and it is your dog's go, Audrey.
Okay. I would like to do a multi-attack on Big Boy.
I'm putting in the notes, multi-attack on, quote, big boy, end quote.
It's a 12 to hit.
Michael or the dog?
Michael.
That misses.
I just look at Hayflower, and I'm just thinking, like, it's okay, babe. Next time, you're just getting used to going against your former master. It's okay.
It looks very reassured. They're like they look reassured. The next one is Abandon _ Angel XX.
Cool. Once again, I want to interchange and let my Hellfire attack first. I'm gonna do a multi-attack, 2 bite attacks, and again, I wanted to try to go for the mask.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. First hit is an 18 plus 4, 22 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Second one is a 15. Plus 4, 19.
That hits that well.
That's 7 points of piercing damage.
Okay. And you said you were going for the mask, correct?
Yes.
A lot of damage has been done to Michael's mask to the point that it's currently getting unrepairable, and he's becoming very frantic. He's becoming almost to the point of hysteria, where he is trying to basically keep those pieces together. They're pretty much distracted trying to fix this mask. Are you trying to make any more attacks?
Yeah, so after my death dog, I'm going to also take an Eldritch Blast, and I'm going to aim for the mask again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep the ritual, which automatically does damage, so it automatically does a 2d12 for the next minute. I'm going to take more damage. I'm going to take a sure shot of good damage. This one is 10. Second one was 10. 20 points of lightning damage to his mask.
20, okay. Okay. What I will say here is what happened is you definitely, from the power of that blast, blew off his mask. And I'll say that his mask flew up about 10 feet away. Michael is completely going to be distracted to the point that he's not going to be making any moves. He's not going to be making any attacks. His main priority is going to be getting that mask. So as the mask blows off from this giant blast of energy and magic, you see nothing but a torn, ripped, scratched, and decrepit face of a person who's been through multiple stabbings, drownings, burnings, to the point that it's not even a feasible face anymore. All you see is like holes of where blue eyes are, a ripped, torn mouth, and the muffling agony screams as he tries to recover his mask. So, Michael's not really going to be focusing on you. He's going to be trying to get that mask back. Anything else?
How far am I from Seabass?
The mask? Oh, or Seabass.
Well, yeah, the mask and Seabass.
You are about 10 feet from Seabass, and you are about 15 feet from, 25 feet from the mask.
Oh, I don't want to go to that mask, but go back to Seabass unconsciously, and I'm just like, and whisper, and I go, and I'm going to bring you back because I have questions about the afterlife. And I'm going to use my bonus action to heal hands so he can roll a d6 to heal.
Okie dokie.
D6.
Heard that deep sigh.
You good over there? Is it all right?
Maybe. I don't know why I collect this.
Eat some candy. Eat some candy.
Yes.
Eat some candy. What do you think I gave you the candy for? Eat some candy. Eat the orange peel. Eat the orange peel. Eat the orange peel. A stoner ate it. I mean, the death ate it. Made it.
See, I got 2 points. 2 HP.
Nice, nice. That sounds good.
Back in the game, baby.
But I will use a free interaction to yell out to everyone, we need to get that mask.
Alrighty, anything, and is that the end of your turn?
Yes, full action. Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Everyone's doing wonderful in this fight. Jeez, I was not expecting it. And the next one is Smack.
Smack, I still got this motherfucking dog in front of me.
Yes. Would you like to do a nature check to make it your best friend? Hey, I honestly will allow it, please. You guys got 2 out of 3, honestly. I don't care at this point. Oh, wow.
I've been doing pretty all right. I'm just going to disengage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my motion to get over there where that mask is. How much movement is it? Let me double check, because I got 30. So if I can be petty as hell, that's 25. All right, so I'm going to get this mask. I'm just come over here and get this mask. And then I'm going to use another 5 feet, the rest of my motion, to kind of step again over this way. Putting a little bit of extra distance,
okay,
between me and this motherfucker, and I do have the mask.
Okay, I will definitely say you got to the mask and you have it in your possession.
All right, sweet.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
You know what? Sure. Bonus action.
Beautiful.
I'm going to... Might as well. Yeah, I'm going to just use action surge to get an additional action. And I'm just going to, just throw a fucking hand axe at him. Fuck it. Motherfucker getting on my fucking nerves. I'm ready to goddamn eat this damn candy. So that is a D6 roll. Does a 19 hit?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. That will be 10 slashing damage.
Okay. All right, he's starting to look real bad, guys. Like, he's starting to look hurt.
Fantastic.
Wonderful job. And Morty?
Probably should have done this a while ago, but I tear away my breakaway outfit because I hate business now. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Morty's off the bench. Morty's ready.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
And I am going to... Where is it? I'm going to use Wild Shape.
Oh, shit. I'm playing the bangers.
Though you're frightened because of that ripoff of your like suit, I will let you roll just a regular attack because that was epic as hell.
All right, 16.
And who are we hitting?
I'm going for Miguel.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
All right. So let's strike this bad boy. So weak. Zero damage.
Wait, does that say a zero?
Yeah, because he's so weak.
Hell yeah.
That was
a zero.
He has negative one strength.
You
rolled a one.
Interesting.
And it's negative one.
Wow. Michael sees that you attempted to go after him and wants to go ahead and attack you because you tried to do that and he felt nothing, but just the urge of them getting the mask back goes back and distracts him.
Wait.
So you're good for now.
Did you try to unarm straight
and your arm
straight? That's fire. That's fire. I was honestly struck for a second. I was like,
no, that's hard.
Anything? Did you want to try anything else, Les? Any reactions?
You know what? I'll use my last draconic cry. Everyone gets advantage on attack rolls until my next turn.
Alrighty.
Hell yeah.
Good to hear. And my puppy here is going to go ahead and try to attack. Is going to attack Morty. And let's see here. Does a 4 hit? Oh god, please don't, Morty, please don't tell me a 4 hits.
Oh no, not at all.
Oh thank god, I got so scared for a second. I was like, oh god. Okay. That's it from the puppy. They're done. They tried to bite and they miss. Man, my dogs are getting taken over. That's alright. And we are back. Audrey, it is you.
All right, so I am gonna look at Michael, and I am going to cast Entangle. This is gonna make a strength saving throw or be restrained by entangled plants until the spell ends.
That's a 20.
Fuck you.
Sorry. Is there anything else?
All right. As my bonus action, I will cast Healing Word for our friend Seabass.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, good idea.
Yes.
You sure? Hell yeah. You should do that. Totally.
Yes. Collecting our feelings.
Ooh, well, right. I did.
That's 4 plus 3.
That's 5. Back up to 7.
Too fucking close to this man. I'm gonna back my ass up, sweep it.
And alright, perfect. And now that is pretty much distracted, AJ is gonna go up to Seabass and do cure wounds.
Sure. I mean, good idea. Yeah, totally.
And can roll 1d8 for me, please, Jamar? Sorry, Seabass.
1.
Nice. All right. And like, you're gonna be okay. I don't think he's gonna hurt us anymore. And as you hear AJ say that, you see Michael as... So, Smack, what do you do with the mask?
I'm probably... Does the mask feel like it's, like, easily breakable, or does it feel like it's, like, pretty sturdy? Like, are we talking about like a...
Absolutely.
Like a porcelain, or like a soft plastic.
Oh, it's like any store bought Party City mask.
Okay, so I wouldn't be able to like break it.
You could rip it. You know, it's like that thin silicone, something that's easily rippable, and also it looks old. It feels thin. It feels like it's been worn forever.
Would I be able to ball it up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'll ball that motherfucker up and I'll throw it on the roof of one of these fucking buildings.
Can you roll me a strength to see how far you're able to throw it?
Absolutely, certainly can. 17 plus, is that a strength save or check?
Just a check for me.
That's a slimy 20.
Okay, you chuck that bitch. That shit is gone. You see this creature go into a rage. Hysteric rage. It screams, it scratches, and starts to peel at its face as it hungrily looks angry and wants to devour you whole. He runs off and goes right towards the direction of the mask. Michael is gone from the fight.
As he runs towards one of the buildings, I look at him and I look at the dogs and I just yell after him, "Roof, roof!" The roof. That's on the roof. Dogs.
Dogs. So though this dog is not no friend, neither friend or foe, you can either do like, you know, this dog has no master, so you can either be hostile towards it, you could try to befriend it, but this dog is pretty much here.
What's it doing? Is it hanging out? Is it chilling? Or is it still like...
It looks scared, but it's like backed up in a corner right here to the wall, so it's ready to attack if anyone gets too close. But if you try to befriend it, or if you try to be friends with it, I don't know what might happen.
I try to befriend the dog, I guess. That seems like something I would do.
Sure.
Alright, let me just ease up. I'm gonna put my weapons away. And very, very softly say, "Well, no good master leaves a pet behind. It would seem you are a dog without a country. I can't promise to take care of you, but I can probably promise you'll get to bite villains and, I don't know, pee on trees or some shit. What do you say?
Would you like to persuade the dog? You could go ahead and roll for persuasion.
I mean, I guess. Is that persuasion or animal handling or what is it?
Whichever one you want to try.
All right. I'm going to go with animal handling. That is... Okay. 14?
Yes. You have a dog as well now.
All right.
Get... Oh, geez, Louise. So that's it. This battle is over. Michael has ran into the fog of the Elmview streets. And you have three dogs as your companion, which was not what I expected out of this fight. And you have made it through one of the many terrors that lingers in the streets of Elmview. I think we'll stop here.
Epilogue.
You guys have beaten one of the many horrors of Elmview and what's currently coming of the town. As you collect yourself and get yourselves up and clean up your wounds and meet your new companions as you pet them and you know, name them and they hang out with each other, there still, of course, is the horrors that lie beneath the streets or around the streets. But as you guys are walking, because you're still walking through the streets and you get to the middle of town, like you're in the heart of Elmview, there is a beautiful white tent still there, and still there from the fall fair that was supposed to be, you know, engaged at night, selling beautiful berries and jams. Would you like to go in the tent?
Bring it on.
Alrighty. You enter the tent. You enter the tent. The tent is calm. It's beautiful. It smells of autumn pumpkin spice and pines and berries. And you become really rested here. I will allow you all to take a short rest if you'd like.
Thank you.
Everyone would like to take a short rest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's, you said yes, Morty?
Yeah, why not?
Who else said yes? Okay, yeah. Seabass, Smack. How about you, Abandoned Angel, Abandoned _ Angel XX?
I don't need to take a short rest, but I will.
Okay, and how about you, Audrey?
I won't. I'm good. I will kind of stay guard.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Everyone who chose to take a short rest, please roll me a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
Boy.
21.
11.
Mm.
15.
14.
If a 15 isn't high enough, I'm going to use my inspiration.
It is not high enough.
Well,
Audrey, you do not need to roll. You are fine.
Yes,
thank you.
I was just trying to get my little features back. I didn't lose no HP. I got to sit up here and...
I know. I know you did.
On the die, plus 2, dirty 20.
Okay, alrighty. And how about you, Seabass?
21.
Okay. So, Abandon _ Angel XX, you are fine. Your short rest is successful. And Seabass, your short rest is also successful. You wake up refreshed. You see Audrey there, and she, you know, gave watch. But Smack and Morty haven't woken up. They seem to just be laying there, not moving. You don't even hear breathing. But on the other side, Smack and Morty, you both wake up and you are in this dark, red, steamy, piped area with the hisses of smoke and the smell of mildew.
Get the fuck out of here.
Pipes. of metal steaming through the through this hall that you're in. It's hot and it feels nothing but sweat begins to bead on your forehead, and all you hear is the scratching of knives as you see a silhouette before you. And that's where we'll end it.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. Bye. See you later. Sayonara.
Later.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Dungeon Family D&D Podcast. You can find us on all major social media platforms. Smash that follow button, drop a comment, or just say what's up. This episode is brought to you by our partners, Nukescape Crafts, our favorite spot for custom resin projects and the nicest rolling dice.
But it's like this, though. I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? Closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we doing geek shit, we cosplaying, we playing D&D, and don't nobody want to feel it, but it's like this. Black nerds got something to say, that's all I got to say.